This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
Episode 35, man. We're back. Hey, the Lakers are above 500, bro.
They're fine.
Dude.
They are. That's a good point. We talked about that. Yeah, they are above 500 now.
They should still have a winning streak going, but that stupid Thunder loss, unbelievable.
Yeah, but, sorry, those we bounced back nice against the Cavs. You said on this on the what they had like five games coming up. If we can win four out of the five,
yeah,
we're still in line to win four out of the five. We got Houston
it's
again,
only, yeah. And we said on previous pods, it's not the set rotation. There's still guys out, but it's only boosting confidence for guys like Melo. Mm-hmm. That Austin Reeves guy looks all right.
Melo, though.
And, dude, can we talk about Melo?
Dude, we said it. We literally said it. He's gonna go over one night. Then yeah. He's going to put up 25. Then yep. He's going to go over. Then he's going to put up 12. I mean, hey, but what did he have, 25 last night?
Yeah, and then I think 21 on Friday. Dude, he's shooting 52% from three. I know that's not going to last, but he's going to be shooting over 40% all year.
Hey,
do you see how wide open he is?
We don't need this one. That's the thing. If he's doing this now, we're fine. But even if he regresses, we'll still take it.
Dude, and then he had four blocks and two rebounds. Four blocks and two steals. Guess the last time he did that. That's how long ago.
Played for Syracuse at the time. I couldn't even tell you.
18 years ago, bro. He's only done it twice, dude. Melo's all the way.
He's found his resurgence here.
Yeah.
Hey, if it works, it works.
I think it helps when you got three superstars on the team and no one's guarding Melo. There's too many guys to guard. I love it.
It's a good point. So maybe this is the reverse psychology of what we've been talking about. All these superstars, one ball. Maybe this is going to help us out and free some guys up. Hey, you know what? Hey,
we'll see it. But let's settle down. We played Houston and Cleveland, right? I think you and I could at least compete against Houston.
Yeah, Houston. That's the thing. That's why you said if they don't win four out of five, and this is what I think this is going to be the telltale sign. Okay, we just handled Houston. Yeah. We have Houston again in that back-to-back with Houston.
Yeah.
If we lose that game, it's very inconsistent play. Like we need to.
Oh, I know, because we only had 12 turnovers. That's huge for us because we're always used to turning over like 20 times. Say tomorrow night when we turn over the ball, we're settling for jumpers and we barely win or. Or, you know, I don't think we'll lose them, but like, I see what you mean. Just have like an off night,
which I don't think we'll lose either because you know what? We were 11 point spread. We were 11 point favorites in the game the other night. Yeah. Now we're 10 point favorites in the next game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. If I was a betting person, is this a Laker letdown? Are we expecting a letdown here? Because they just played two great games against the Cavs and the Rockets.
And then guess who we play Thursday? Thursday we play Thunder.
Dude. Thunder again. Yeah. Dude, you said we need to win four out of these five. We need to win 45 because then we got what? Portland.
Blazers
got,
and then Heat. So it's a couple good games after that. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Bron looks good, though. Bron looked good.
He's looking good. He's not even shooting well yet. Wait till he starts shooting well.
Exactly. But he was moving well, I thought. He looked good on the court.
Yeah, well, you know he fakes injuries, but I'm just kidding.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, fall down over here. Get back up. I gotta fall down over there.
No, I don't, dude. I don't mind if he takes off games. That's fine. I don't care. Do you? Maybe AD should take off some games.
I never cared about that whatsoever. I remember the league made a big, huge deal about resting players and stuff like that.
Popovich had it all right the whole time, man. Resting players. I didn't care.
He did. And the league came down. And it didn't help also that the greatest player, Kobe, said like he never wanted to take a night off. And mad props to Kobe.
That didn't help. Yeah, mad props because he wanted his fans to see him. But I don't know if they're just trying to win ball games and down the road, I can't blame. You just do what you want, right?
That's the thing, though, because at what point does the NBA step in and then say, okay, well, maybe then we have too long of a season? Because you know they're never going to say that.
There you go.
They want more games.
Oh, I know.
More games equals more money, more revenue, more concessions, more everything. You know what I mean? But
that's
there
a great
has to
point.
Be some kind of balance.
Just like the MLB. Yeah. Like, it's too long. These seasons are way too long, man.
Look at the NFL. They said they added another game this year. And, like, the players weren't too excited about that. Yeah. That's more crap they got to put their body through. But the NFL is going to do whatever it can.
Oh, I know. Like, the Thursday night games, the players hate it. Look how many injuries are every Thursday night game. They're like, dude, I'm still recovering from last Sunday. But then the NFL doesn't say anything because
– So the NBA, here you got the NBA saying, no, well, no. Like, you can't rest players, but – then again, we need to make more money. We're just going to, you know, increase the schedule. You have to play every single game. We're going to do these back-to-backs a lot. It's like, oh, no, I know. You can't rest players. It's like, God.
Yeah. Like, honestly, know, if, like, tomorrow night, they should rest. I know it's so early in the year. You're trying to get chemistry and all, but, like, mm-hmm. I want to just rest AD and LeBron. Who cares, right?
Against Houston. Exactly. Again? Exactly. And will the NBA say something about that, though? Will the NBA come down on them?
I don't know. Maybe because it's not a primetime game, then they won't. But maybe, I know if it's like a TNT or ESPN game, they probably would say something.
Exactly. They'd expect them, hey, you have to have your superstars out there. And then we're going to have Netflix documentaries saying how the NBA is like slavery. So who knows?
You mean the NFL combine. Yeah. We're not getting into that, but that's a far reach, though. That's a compare combine to that's all. Man. We'll leave that.
Yeah, that was my one dig.
We'll that's almost on. Worse as the arm bar,
arm bar, dude. Although, that is a fun name when you say it. The arm actually, bar,
yeah, they changed it.
It's kind of a fun name, but down, dude, like, I just think the reasons of why they change it are a little bit ridiculous, but
I agree. So Lakers above 500.
Let's keep it rolling.
It's way too
keep
early. Rolling. And we're only going to get better from here. Definitely let's win get the two next
more big
two, right?
Wins. Let's get two more big wins and go into that Portland game with a lot of confidence and a lot of swag.
There you go. That's it. Swaggy P? Or
no, don't we don't bring him up anymore.
I know you mentioned Kobe before. Before we get into football, actually, you see this body armor thing?
The which thing?
$6 million. He invested $6 million in body armor back in 2014. Guess what it's worth now? $800 million.
Jesus.
Hey, Kobe, rest in peace. But dude, so yeah, his family gets, I think, $400 million. Kids, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking it up right here. Damn.
Yeah, what an investment, huh? Crazy.
Coke to pay $5.6 billion for full control.
Crazy.
Coca-Cola is, I guess, buying it out. Wow. You know.
Hey, just the Mamba doing time, man. Mamba doing Mamba things.
That's why. I feel like basketball is probably his least passion if you think about it. And he even said it too. He was so passionate about all the other stuff in his life that, like,
yeah, I know.
He just happened to be a talented superstar in the sport. But the guy would have succeeded at any single thing he did.
Well, I know. What he'd have, like, spoke like seven languages. So he was good at it. Yeah. Too soon. But, where do you want to start, dude? This NFL is crazy, dude, bro.
It's huge, huge, huge. I mean, this past weekend was just massive. Between even college football, there was massive implications on some of these games.
Oh, my God.
NFL, we got guys going down left and right. Injury
buzz
coming out.
It was the
out.
Week of backup QBs. Did Cooper Rush?
Did you call it Mitch White? Worried were you about taking Cincinnati? Oh. And I just did not think it was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen. And I think, oh.
Bro, I mean, was worried. Where do we start?
We'll talk Cincy and the Jets game, man.
I call them Mitch White. That's probably my fault because I call them Mitch White on the pod. His name is Mike White. And he threw for 400 yards.
He showed you.
And 14.
You're never going to forget that name again.
And the Bengals. And I, like I said, I talked myself out of the Bengals because I was like, would you be surprised if they lost to it? But you said any other year? No. This year, they go back to the Bengals. What was that?
And the Bengals just came off a big win. I mean, maybe we overlooked that. It was letdown time for them because they just came off a big win against division rival.
That's what I was scared of. But then I was like, dude, can't lose to Mitch White, Mike White, whatever.
I just picture Ange. Ange is on a roller coaster. I texted him.
And he said, typical Bengals. He said, I'm not surprised.
Bengals gonna bangle. But I will say, Chase, dude, he's going to be a superstar, right? That's all the makings.
So is Burrow.
Is he already a superstar, Chase?
Yeah, he's already a superstar. Can we talk about that call, that targeting call? How do you call that when the running back is
shitty call? I don't even know how to say that. Because, okay, you can at least go back to the replay and see, like, okay, you know what? No, he's already down, and the running back's down. Lowered down. His head to exactly. meet him.
How are they not able call. To challenge? Can they? How do you not challenge that? They, next year, they got to put that, at least challenge these things.
I don't know.
Doesn't college challenge these things now?
college can challenge. Yeah, college can challenge every.
Which I hate the ejection rule. The ejection rule is horrible. How do you eject someone for a targeting thing?
It is kind of lame, especially the rule on it is how you miss if it takes place in the first or the second half depends on how much you get suspended for. But I mean, I do admit that they have to do something about the targeting to try to take it out of the game.
No, of because course.
The well, art of tackling is gone in all of football. The art of tackling is now gone. You were just trying to hit somebody. And that's why you see so many guys breaking tackles too now, because if you're not going to wrap somebody up and you're just going to try to hit them as hard as you can without wrapping them up. I mean, that's one part of the game I think we need to go back to. We need to bring back the art of tackling. That's a different story. But I think that's why they have to do something about the targeting and what they have right now. Is it the perfect rule? Probably not. But I guess, don't know what you do.
Yeah. I guess since they eject players are like, dude, you know, the players will be like, they'll be back in their head. They're always going to be thinking, damn, if I better not lay my targeting because I'm freaking going to be kicked out of this game. But yeah, so go back to that. That's unbelievable loss by Bengals. That's pretty pathetic, right?
I mean, terrible loss.
There goes my survivor. I'm done survivor. Unbelievable. You got the Chiefs tonight?
I'm going to keep it going for us. I got the Chiefs tonight. Watch we both get out the same week, but I just can't picture the Giants. I mean, I can't picture the Giants losing tonight.
Danny Dimes?
Barkley, no Galladay. Danny Dimes. I can't picture it, but hey, you know what? I never, if you had told me also that the Bucs would have ended up losing to the Saints without Jameis for 90% of the game, I wouldn't have believed that either.
Dude, honestly, I'm going to be honest here. I had no idea he was on the Saints. Did you?
No, remember him? That was the best thing, Simeon.
I was like, I remember that guy. He was on Broncos. I was like, I had no idea, dude.
Oh.
And I was like, Brady's going to win another one. And then, I don't know, the Saints own Brady for some reason.
They do. And, you know, my uncle was calling that one. My uncle was calling that one all the time. He was texting me the whole entire weekend leading up to it. He's like, dude, I'm taking the Saints in this game. I'm taking the Saints. Shout out. He called it.
Yeah, dude. Winston done for the year. That sucks.
Okay, who do you think? Which team now bigger impact of loss here? Tennessee with Henry, if the reports are correct that he's going to be done for possibly the year.
Yeah.
Or the Saints losing Winston. Which one is going to be felt bigger?
I gotta say Titans because Henry
run everything through him, right?
Yeah, because it opens up the pass. And then when they don't want the other team to have the ball, he could run. He could eat the clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now, dude, who's their backup? McNick? No, they do. They got AP. AP's
they just
back,
signed AP.
Dude.
They signed AP. Yeah.
How is that guy? What a legend, dude! That guy's never.
I don't know if that's gonna work out for them though. I still don't know if it's gonna work out because how many times have we seen this in the past couple of years that teams go and re-sign guys that have been retired already?
No, I agree. But
Marshawn tried to do it a couple times. Devontae Freeman this year. I mean,
that's such a bummer. I hate injuries because they were three in a row. Yeah. Dude, they're Super Bowl, legit Super Bowl team in the AFC. Is not that
he
strong.
He is such
team,
a
you know what I mean?
Beast too. He is such a beast.
I know. That's just a bummer, man. Because now that Julio's hurt, so now they got it all falls on Tannehill and Tannehill. You know.
He's very shaky.
Can we talk about that game? Unbelievable. We love the Colts.
You called it too.
Carson Wentz, dude. What is that guy doing? He's either the best QB in the league, and then he does these stupid interceptions.
But you did call it. You said that he was going to find a way to blow it.
And that's what he does. That's what he's good at.
Yeah. I mean, that game had a lot of implications too.
Titans have a great chance of winning the division now. That was huge for the Colts.
Exactly, but I think they're going to have to figure out their run game somehow.
Oh, I know.
And can they stop people? You've said it numerous times on this podcast. You've said it over and over and over, like a broken record. Can Tennessee stop anybody? When it comes down to crunch time and they have to face a high-powered offense somewhere in the playoffs, so they can be able to stop them.
Do you think
now
so?
Without a run game to run the clock?
No, eat the clock. I know.
There you go.
Oh man.
Point proven.
What other game, dude? I was way off on the Chargers, dude. I forgot that Belichick owns young QBs, dude. Last year they beat him 45-0. This he owns. Herbert.
I was about to go to that game too, and I thought that I think the Chargers may have woken up some people to saying that maybe they aren't as good as we all thought. I don't know. Again, like you said, the AFC is just a wild card.
And then they're definitely coming off the bye.
That's a game you have to win, I think, if you're the Chargers. You had to have won that game, I think. You needed to make a statement and win that game. You needed to beat Belichick in your home.
I know there's no home field advantage. I saw a lot of Patriots fans. I'll give them that. But still, man, I mean, I don't know. Patriots are a hard dude. Patriots, they look good, dude.
What about okay, I'll go to the next game here because maybe we can dissect every one of these games.
I'm down.
I think Cowboys, in my opinion, Cowboys are the team to beat in the NFC.
I agree
Cowboys
with you, man.
Or Green Bay. I think the Super Bowl goes through the Cowboys or Green Bay.
You can't throw out Tommy, dude. Come on.
I know, but again, just inconsistent play. I don't know. I mean, dude, the guy still threw for a billion yards yesterday, and he couldn't win it in the end. I mean, that was a disgusting interception. I don't know where he was trying to throw the ball on that last play.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
No, those three. That's why NFC is stacked, and now the Rams are getting Von Miller.
And fuck, forgot about the Rams, dude.
Yeah, Rams too, dude. Von Miller, man. Dude, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, and now Donald. Oh my gosh.
And they still got fucking Ramsey running around the backfield there,
dude. And then Cooper Kupp. No one's talking, but he's having one of the best receiver.
Dude, he is the number one wide receiver.
He's on pace to having one of the best wide receiver stats in like. They said over 50 years. I was listening on the DP show, like, dude, no one's talking about
it. I'm talking about it because he's on my fantasy team.
He's saving me, bro. Like, that's unbelievable.
You know what's funny? He was my, He was my fifth pick overall, too, in my draft, and I got him in the fifth round.
What?
Yep, I went running back, running back, running back, Keenan Allen, then Cooper Kupp. He was my fifth pick.
Jeez, you're drafting with who? Are you drafting with?
It's a good league. It's a very competitive league. You had to go running back heavy.
No, I agree.
I went running back heavy.
I thought Kupp went earlier that, but no, maybe you're right. He did go around.
Yeah, I got him. I got him late fifth round.
So you're saying out of the NFC, since we're almost halfway,
let me take another peek.
We got Rams, Bucks, Cowboys. These are like legit Super Bowl contenders. Rams, Bucks, Cowboys.
I think the Rams just improved their value. And Packers, right now.
Those four. I would be surprised if one of those four is on the Super Bowl, right? Out of those four?
It has to be. I think the Saints took a big hit now without Winston.
Obviously Seattle. Dude, Russell's not coming back anytime soon. I know that was your Super Bowl pick, but you didn't know Russell was going to get hurt.
He's not coming back anytime soon. Chris Carson looks like he's out for another 2 weeks. Luckily, they have a bye this coming week, though. So,
who else? I don't see. I think it's one of those
Cardinals,
dude.
I don't think the Cardinals are going to be there, though.
I don't think so either. Still,
although they should have won that game on Thursday. That was AJ Green. What was he thinking? Or was he not?
I'm not sure. Maybe he thought it was a run. It looked like he thought, I don't know.
Whatever. Maybe get the loss out of the way now. You weren't going to run the table, so get it out of the way. They'll hang around.
I still don't think the Cardinals, out of those four teams, I don't think the Cardinals can be one of those four teams in the playoffs. So you're talking Rodgers, you're talking Brady, you're talking Dak.
I agree.
And Stafford.
I agree. And you know what's funny? I'm already looking at it right now. I'm circling this game right now. Monday night game on December 13th.
What is it?
The Rams get revenge on the Cardinals. Now they got on Miller too. I think I don't know what the spread's going to be in that game, but give me the Rams right now. I'm taking
this coming Sunday night's game, Rams Titans. That sucks without Henry, but that's a great game.
Yeah, and that's – you're going to see what's – I'll take the Rams right now.
Because they're not going to be able to run the ball at all.
They're going to run wild on Tannehill.
Yeah, seriously.
They're going to have to do three-step drop to get rid of the ball nonstop and hit Julio and Brown nonstop.
Yeah, but Julio, who knows if Julio's going to be back? Shit.
I mean, some other news, dude. What is up? What's going on? I mean, mad respect, mad props. I know we've talked about this with athletes lately on the podcast, but you know, Ridley,
step away from the game. I mean, I'm not sure. He said mental health. I'm not sure, like family stuff, right? Damn.
Yeah, he said he wanted to take some care of some personal issues. So
obviously, everything's good on that. That's crazy.
But then again, I mean, they weren't contenders, right?
They weren't contenders, but that just sucks. Matt Ryan loses Julio in the offseason and now Ridley.
Hmm.
But obviously
– is he on any of your fantasy teams?
Really? He wasn't. Was he on yours?
No, thankfully. Right.
But he's got to get – mental health comes first always. So hope it's all good. Shit.
So let's jump on something because we had James on talking about it. With the Chargers taking that loss now, is this open the door wide open for the Raiders? Are the Raiders, you think, are the number one contender for that division?
Bro, I totally forgot about the Raiders, dude, because they had the bye.
The Raiders right now are 5-2. The schedule favors them nicely coming up here. They're at the Giants, but then they do have Chiefs and Bengals. I take it back. Does not favor them. They got Chiefs, Bengals, Cowboys all back to back.
Oh my gosh. So maybe not. Let's slow our roll on that.
They do have a tough schedule. But I will say this. I'm looking right now at there's always a key stat that I love to look at when I'm taking winners, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I love to look at strength of victory. How did they do against teams they were not supposed to beat? Did they end up beating them? Indeed, I look at the Raiders right now. They have a very solid strength of victory so far of their wins. Of all the current playoff teams right now who would make the playoffs if it ended today, they have one of the hardest strengths of schedules, and they have one of the best strength of victories. So,
not Raiders, I mean, man.
All they
needed was getting Gruden out of there, right?
Yeah, new change of scenery, you know, I mean.
Are you still on? How about your Bills, man? They didn't look great against Miami, but they still, whatever. They got the win. It's on the schedule. They won.
Hey, they got the win, and one of the greatest competitors of all time by the name of Dominic Toretto once said, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning. And that's so true. They won.
I agree.
Survive in advance. On to the next one. Survive, I think they still look very, very strong. I did see that Josh Allen is now the favorite. He surpassed Kyler Murray. He's now the favorite for the MVP.
Is that what they're saying? Yeah. I mean,
New Vegas odds.
Okay, so since we dissected the NFC teams, what teams would you – if these teams were in it, would you – like obviously, Bill, you either see the Bills, Ravens –
I think Buffalo is by far the team to beat. I'd
be shocked if Raiders made the Super Bowl. I'm not going to be surprised if Chiefs turn it around. I know their defense sucks.
True. I'm gonna give you one actually that I kind of think the Bengals might end up winning that division. I kind of think more of the Bengals right now than I do of Baltimore.
That's definitely a wake up call for Bengals after that one, right?
It was. Because I'm looking, okay, we'll find out right away because Bengals got Browns, followed by Raiders, Steelers, Chargers. So, I mean, the Bengals
got a tough schedule there. And I'm all in on Chargers, man. But after, I mean, they lost to the Patriots. It's not a bad loss. It's kind of a bad loss because it's off a bye, but Chargers still, the AFC.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's funky. I mean, I'm not sold on New England. I'm not sold on anybody in the East except for Buffalo.
Yeah.
In the North, I am sold on the Bengals. I kind of like what I'm seeing from the Bengals. I think Baltimore will get in there, but I don't think they really have what it takes. I think the South, Tennessee and Indy. I mean, what's going to happen there, especially with
now Indy's really kicking themselves in the foot because they're like, damn, if we would have won that game.
Yeah.
Now we're only whatever two games behind, and now there's what, three games behind.
Yeah, you would position yourself real nicely.
Yeah. Let's talk
Chargers,
about
Chargers. Yeah. Chargers. I don't know, man. I kind of like the way the Raiders are playing right now. The Chargers. Yeah. They kind of convinced
me. God, they're so inconsistent. Yesterday. That team, man. God, they're every year
inconsistent. And then did you see the stat of the 16? So to split the league in half of the 16 teams with a losing record right now. Only one of them has been scoring more than 20 points a game.
Really?
You see that stat? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey, that was a that's a huge win on the road. Even though it wasn't pretty, but that's
tough to talk about that. No Boswell, dude. Go for 2 points every time.
Bro, that's got to be a penalty, dude. I don't care if he's a kicker or not. Dude, they would have called that on any other quarterback, bro.
You know what's funny? So I was in Arizona. I was watching that game at a bar, no masks. And we were watching that game. And freaking, I'm watching. I'm like thinking, I see him go down. I see him limping off the field, going to the locker room. And I'm like, oh, dude, what are they going to do? No kicker. And here I am idiotically thinking, didn't even realize I picked him up just as a flyer this week on my fantasy team. You ready for this?
What'd he get you?
Picked him up as a flyer on my fantasy team, and he goes down, doesn't kick the two extra points that they would have had. They go for 2 points. I end up losing by two. Oh my. I actually should by three. I ended up losing by three.
You would. I don't understand the fake call on that either.
Nah. I guess Pittsburgh thinking, you know, what the hell? We rolled the dice here. I mean,
I don't know. Whatever. That's a huge win, though.
That is a big win. And maybe, you know what? That's another team that we thought, a lot of people thought were going to be for real this year. I don't think the Browns are for
Browns
real.
Browns are. Baker's already yelling at the media, too, after last night. It's like,
I don't know. We should have known, too. Whatever Odell Beckham touches turns to crap. Dude,
there you go. It's funny. That guy, just have a career like this, just being the best in the league. And then, ever since then, I know injuries played a role.
I actually think he's kind of a cancer in the locker room, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's not saying much this year, but I guess he probably doesn't think he's good anymore.
He wants to be in Miami on a boat, on a yacht, doing his little photo op. That's what he wants.
That's true. That's what he wanted. And now he sucks now.
When people leave to go chase the money, a lot of the times you dig your own grave.
Yep. I agree. And can we talk about, bro? No more Jags or Lions.
I keep on telling, dude. I told you.
I promise this time.
No, dude. You've let me.
You heard it here. You heard it the second time.
I told you were a broken record last podcast. I don't know how many more times you want the Jags to burn you.
This is done. If I take them,
remove them from your vocabulary.
And Lions. That was ridiculous, bro. Poor Lions at the best chance they lose 44 to. And the Eagles suck. Dude, who the Eagles playing next week? They'll probably get blown out.
It's probably divisional, I believe. Hold on, I'll tell you right now. Eagles.
Home against the Chargers. Give me the Chargers all day, dude. Right? Give me Chargers, right?
That's the third time the Chargers have had to travel to the East Coast like that after a morning. Oh, no, it's an afternoon game at least.
Dude, I love Chargers. Right?
Well, Chargers minus 2.5?
I think they bounce back. I don't know.
They have to. They have.
I don't know. I hope Lions have to bounce back. After taking the Lions, I hope they never win again this year.
I got a question for you. One other game, because we've been touching on every game. Yeah. What about a lock that I gave on one of the dirtiest backdoor covers that I've seen in a long time in fucking football, dude?
How did you get a push? I can't believe you pushed
Houston on that, Texans to get a push.
Bro, it was 38-0, bro.
38-0, and they get a push.
There was
no reason they went for. Why would they go for 2-point conversion? Answer me that one.
They knew you had it, bro.
Why did they go for 2-point conversion? They went for a 2-point conversion just to get a push. There was no point. They couldn't.
Yeah, I know. That's an unbelievable 2.5 push. Scores. That's one of the best pushes of all time, I think, dude. It was 38-0 late. Late third, right?
Dude, I was in a bar in Tempe, and they scored to make it like 38-7. And I'm the only person in this bar. It's the only team that just scored on all the TVs. And here I am, like, let's go. Dude, this one dude behind me at a table is like, what game are you watching? What game do you have? And I was like, I need Houston to score like 15 more points, dude.
You're like, I need a backdoor cover, man. Hey, that's why we do it, man. That's what it's all about, bro. They went for a
2-point conversion, and
that's what it's all about.
I lost my shit. I was like, dude, I just pushed on this.
That's why nothing. That's why we do what we do, man. We love this.
That's why we do this. Moments like that.
Moments like that. Room for the winless. Oh, they have one win. The Texans, the backdoor cover against the Rams. Backdoor
cover, 16 points. They were down 38-0. And then moments like that. And then you get the moments of like, dude, why did I bet on Jacksonville again?
Oh, yeah. Then you get the moments like that. Exactly. Why did I take Bengals Survivor? Why did I take Jags? Why did I take Lions? You get moments like that. NFL is brutal, but I love
greatest it. Backdoor cover of my career.
Can we talk about a backdoor cover in college, dude? Oh my! You were watching that live. I wish we could put it up on the screen right now. The Florida State one. Oh my god.
Oh my god, dude! When I texted you that I was watching that game live on watching TV. It live. I could not believe that, dude. Those were probably the two worst. That might be one of the worst beats ever, right?
We've seen plays like that before happen in bad beat, but that was, dude. The Florida State
SCP is going to have a whole segment on that.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, dude, they were covering the whole game, right?
Yeah, they were. Dude, that they, what was it, two or three laterals, he loses the ball, a guy picks it up, goes into the end zone with no time left. Like,
you just know when you're on that side, you're like, dude, you know, you always just think the worst, right?
God, who was the commentator? The commentator, the first thing out of his mouth said,
what'd he say?
That play had a lot of implications for a lot of people in Vegas.
I love when the announcers know. That's they're supposed to know now that how many people gamble. They should
9-point spread, dude. And you do that. Oh my god,
I think El Prez had like $150,000 on it. Oh my god,
oh my god, what a bad beat. And speaking of Prez, dude, another bad beat. If you're Michigan, dude, Harbaugh's got to bounce. Oh, right? You got to get rid of him.
I was just, yeah, that's, he hasn't won one big game, right?
He, what is his record against Ohio State and Michigan State? It's terrible.
Over? Yeah, that's, dude, it was 30-14.
Wow.
Dude, that's bad.
Yeah, that's a bad beat. I actually stopped watching the game because I thought it was over.
Me too.
I was actually just a little announcement. I was actually at a tailgate for the ASU-Wazoo game, which we'll talk about in a second.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk about that terrible beat in a second. I was actually at a tailgate and they had a bunch of TVs all in this tailgate. Pretty dope tailgate.
Oh, nice.
It's homecoming weekend. I was at the tailgate and I was watching the Michigan State game. Yeah. And I thought this game was over. I was like, all right, let's go hit up the next spot, get some drinks at the next spot. Come to find out, Michigan State came back and won?
Crazy. Dude, you know how hard that is? They scored twice with the 2-point conversion. And then, dude, that's Harbaugh ball right there, dude.
Michigan, man.
Well, I'm glad you had to
lose like that. How many times are you gonna lose like that? Because they must have showed on game day. I was watching College Game Day. I was watching the Fox. They were all there. The Prez was there. Every big,
because you know they want Michigan
network was there.
They want them to be really good, obviously. Now
they need them to be relevant in college football. But how many times did they show in all the pregames that I was watching? How many times did they show
the bad losses in
2017 when he went to the kicker went to kick it right into Michigan State's arms and he ran it back for a touchdown, no time left? They showed that game a million times, that replay.
Yeah. Harbaugh, man. He's got to go.
He's got to go. And they were just clowning. I feel like they're clowning him at this point. He's got the whistle on and the cleats and the wide receiver gloves on before the game.
All right. So I'm glad you had fun at the tailgate, but let's let's talk about when the actual game. Oh, my gosh. I was way off. I was
16.5-point favorites.
That should count as two losses. I thought they would roll. That was, I'm sorry on that. I don't.
Dude, I think I had texted you. Washington State had more points than I think ASU had ran plays. They had three turnovers in like the first 5 or 6 plays of the game.
Herm Edwards, you can't come on after a loss and a bye. You show up like that. That's bad, Herm. Come on, Herm.
Student section was half empty after halftime. Oh yeah, student section done. Bounced.
When did you guys leave? Third quarter?
No, we actually stayed till we left about 10 minutes left in the fourth because we had met some people. We were hanging out with them. They were sitting next to us. We ended up going to hang out and have some party with them afterwards. So they were super cool.
Okay.
But yeah, we left like.
But that
10 minutes left in the fourth.
The crowd got quiet real quick.
Oh. The crowd was out of it. Yeah. And it's so funny. The best part is we're headed to the game. We're at a tailgate.
Yeah.
They're 16.5-point favorites. Tons of Wazoo fans. A lot of Wazoo fans came down for this game. Natalie's asking me, she's like, well, is Washington State any good? And I was like, no, dude, this game's going to be a blowout. Like Arizona State's going to like just destroy. She's like, then why are all these Washington State fans so hyped up, think they have a chance to win? And I was like, they don't got no chance. Dude.
21-0 before like you sit down.
They shut that stadium up so fast.
Well,
they're back to the drawing board, right? I think, hey, what a bounce back in college. You went 3-1?
I did go 3-1, dude. I had a couple dogs outright winners. I went
North Texas, baby. Let's go.
North Texas in overtime. I told you Rice is terrible at home. I find these trends, you know.
Hey, how about the bounce back?
Purdue went outright. I told you, dude, don't bet on nobody. Nebraska
can't beat
John Burrow's freshman team, dude. If you're betting on Nebraska, dude.
Hey, how about the two bounce backs for the two letdowns? I said, at least those came through. How about Pitt, Miami beating Pitt outright? Mm-hmm. That was a letdown for Pitt after being Clemson. And then how about Rutgers beat Illinois? Illinois let down after beating Penn State.
Yeah.
We're finding these things. Game. We're finding these things, man. Come on.
Yep. We're giving winners.
NFL, different story. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. You're better at NFL. I might have to take a week off after that. 0-4, I think.
Try it. I've done it. It works. NFL, at least I went 0-1-1. I had one loss. I went for a push. So, but dude, college, I had a bounce back week. I found those trends again. I gave you North Texas, dude. North Texas, mean green. We'll get I love you it. The green. UCLA still can't figure it out though, man.
Oh gosh, I was UCLA looking at that spread. I was like, that six is high, and then all of a sudden it was like 24-0. I was like, oh,
yep. And we got to get a good buddy of mine on the pod, Jason Buttress. We got to get him on the pod. But I actually said, dude, we got to get you on the pod. He's like, dude, he's like, I don't want to be on the pod right now because I can't even talk UCLA. It's so disappointing right now.
We got to get him on before the USC UCLA game.
I'm saying, I told him. I was like, you know, we're going to get you in preview of the Battle of LA, you know? Because, I mean,
win that game, right? But I don't think anyone's
going to.
It is, right? USC, didn't USC just lose? Wait.
No, USC just beat
Arizona.
Which, I mean, if you lose to Arizona, you got problems. If you lose, Arizona is god awful. Oh,
they're horrible. They're 0-8 now, right?
Yeah. Hey, they're not going to win a game.
Dude, how about your Wake Forest, bro? Top 10?
Top 10? What are they, 8 right now?
No, I think they're 10.
Are they 10?
Notre Dame, 7. Let's see. Dude, Cincy, another dude. Tulane, good call on Tulane. But, dude, Cincy, they're going to get surpassed, right?
Here's the problem. They were saying if Notre Dame loses another game, that's really going to hurt Cincinnati.
Cincy, right? Because that's their only, like, big win. Yep. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. I told you, Cincinnati on the road to have – I mean, yeah, they've won a couple, but they've looked very shaky doing it. And the Tulane game, they didn't cover.
Who's Notre Dame got left? Who could they lose to?
Notre Dame actually, I think, still has Wake Forest, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow, what a game.
I'll tell you right now. They got Navy this week, so they should handle Navy no problem. No, I take it back. They don't have Wake Forest. They have Virginia. Virginia's not very good.
They should have went out, right?
They're respectable. They got Georgia Tech, and they end with Stanford. So there are four games left. Navy, Virginia, Georgia Tech.
Stanford game's kind of scary just because of Stanford.
And it's on the road, and Stanford gets up for the game. It's the last game of the season, so Stanford gets up. So yeah, man, I don't know. Cincinnati might get screwed, dude. Cincinnati might get screwed. I think the bigger issue, too, is and we're going to find out come tomorrow when the new rankings get released for the college playoff ranking.
Oh, that's Alabama's going to be up there, yeah.
Alabama's going to be in there, but I think if it's such a disrespect, slap in the face, East Coast bias, if you still have Ohio State ahead of Oregon. That's my bigger beef.
I totally agree with you. I saw that today. The pool today had them above them still, right?
Yeah.
But tomorrow's like the actual – dude,
tomorrow's the one that matters.
Dude, I agree, dude. It's fucking ridiculous, man.
It's just your East Coast bias, man. If they don't have, and people are saying, oh, Oregon barely beat Cal. Well, dude, Ohio State hasn't played anybody. They haven't looked impressed. The one good game that they had,
and they're fair by 19 against Penn State. What'd they win by?
Yeah,
six?
Penn State was not gonna.
No,
hang.
I know, dude.
But I mean, we'll find out because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, all those schools still need to play each other. Ohio State actually has their remaining schedule, I want to say, is correct. They got Nebraska, which we just told you, Nebraska's horrific, but then they go Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan. So they do have three tough games to end the season with. I think that Purdue game is not a pushover game.
No, and then they got Michigan State and Michigan.
Yep.
Okay, so they went out. They deserve it. But I don't think they're gonna win out. So
if they drop one more and Oregon wins out, I mean Oregon has to get in.
I agree. Well, who did Oregon lose to? Oh, they lose to? Oh, Stanford. Stanford. God damn it, Oregon.
Fucking we want trees. One.
Yeah,
goddamn trees.
Brutal, man.
But Oregon still has a couple of tough games left too. They go at Washington next week, which is Washington's not good, but I mean that's always a tough place to play at Washington in Seattle. And then they have to go to Utah.
Oh, hey,
another you very know how, tough place to play.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the Civil War against Oregon State. So
how about Georgia, dude? I thought they're just.
They're rolling. They're rolling.
Bro, it was like I was watching, it was like 3-0, and all of a sudden they were up like 24-3 at half. That D is just unbelievable.
They're scary. Their defense, man. The defense is scary. And I look at their schedule left. I don't see they're not going to lose a regular season game.
They're not.
They
got
Missouri left at home.
Yeah.
They go to Tennessee. Not worried. Then they have their cupcake that the SEC teams always schedule at the end of the year.
Citadel.
They have Charleston Southern.
Oh my God.
And then they end at Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech is terrible.
And then, so their only game is going to be the SEC championship game. Even if they lose that, they're still going to they're a lock for the
Here's the thing. So they're going to play probably Bama in the SEC championship. Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm not so sold on Bama making it to the SEC championship because you know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and my bold prediction. I'm gonna give you a team to watch out for that could still win that division. Ooh. I'm gonna say watch out for Auburn.
Hey, they look good against Ole Miss. That was the
watch out for Auburn. They just beat up on Ole Miss. And here's the thing. Yeah. They got it back to back because they just beat Ole Miss at home. They go directly into Texas A&M for number 12 versus number 13 this weekend.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yep. And then they end their season against Bama. So they could upset Bama in that final game of the season. Yeah, dude, and play Georgia in the SEC title game. So that's the scenario. Be careful for.
All right. See, this football season's unbelievable, bro. Both.
I know.
It's going to be crazy.
I know. We still got so much left, too. That's
I know.
The best part, we're only halfway. It's nuts, and we got so much left.
Can't wait to give our we'll be ready this week for locks, right? Thursday?
Yeah. I think, you know what? This pod was a little quick Laker talk and all football. We didn't even touch on the World Series. We'll touch on the World Series this week. We can do a real quick roundup.
Okay, I think – Okay, 4-0, you think it's over, right?
Yeah.
Dude, now I'm afraid. I feel the worst. Now
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous for Braves fans.
I'm nervous.
You let them back in, bro.
Oh, man. Don't let them off the mat. But, you know what? Here's the thing. They did the same thing with the Dodgers, and they closed it out.
True. Freed's been shitty.
Yeah, Freed needs one game. He needs to pitch one solid game. It's all they need from him right now.
True, but you know Astros are – dude, they hammer lefty pitching. You could just see it. Those guys that we hate were on fire. They just got their bat through their bats. Well, we also said about the Dodgers, the next game, remember, we're like everyone's back, and then the next game they didn't do shit. So maybe
– died. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the Astros will die too on the next –
Freed, I'm come scared. Through one time, dude. Come on, Freed. If you can come through one time right now, Freed,
you could be the SoCal. Hero. Yeah, I think you went to Westlake High School. Dude, do for he SoCal,
did.
Bro.
He did. You can be the hero, man.
And just if he doesn't come through, then game seven with Anderson. That's so much pressure on Anderson.
But what's crazy is they've been talking. I like Anderson, though.
I know. Anderson. He beat us.
He's been pitching very well.
Yeah.
The thing that's crazy is, though, is we were talking about the Braves bullpen. The Braves bullpen with those lefties, those three lefties, those back-to-back-to-back lefties, are so dangerous. And I think we weren't given any credit to the Houston's bullpen because Houston came in that game the other night, that game last night.
Yeah, last
and
night.
Just completely set them down.
After the Freddie Freeman homer, nothing. Them down. It's crazy.
Nothing. Did they get another hit?
Dude, I don't think so, dude. I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Hey, this is a series, dude.
So what do you think? Do you think it goes seven? Dude, honestly, the way Freeze would pitch it, I think it goes seven.
I hope it goes seven. I hope it goes seven, but I want Freed to come through. I just want to see seven as a baseball fan, but I want Freed to come through. Please come through, Freed.
Yeah.
I'm happy either way.
How sick are you if Astros end up coming back and win this in seven?
Dude, I'm going to be very sick.
Obviously, it goes Dodgers losing and then right there with Brett. Yeah.
I think, you know what? I think if the Astros win this World Series, it might affect me more than when the Dodgers got bounced by the Braves.
It might, because you know what's going to happen is the Astros are going to come back and talk about
when they beat them. Run their mouths, dude.
I know.
Man. All right, just a quick update right here.
What happened? Mahomes already scored.
KC was driving. Mahomes threw a pick in the end zone.
There's no way. You're lying, bro.
Mahomes just threw a pick in the end zone.
Again.
He scrambled, tried to do a little jump pass from 9 yards. Dude, oh, my God.
What is his deal this year?
It went off, dude. It got deflected, but it was still a dart. It barely got tipped right off KC wide receiver's dome. I couldn't see which player it was.
My gosh.
Right off his helmet, straight up into the air, into the hands of the Giants. So kind of like a dumb luck pick, but still a pick.
What's the score?
0-0. Zeros.
All right. Well, I hope you survive.
Chiefs, now I'm nervous. Now I'm shaky, dude. Oh, NFL.
We got a lot of football talking. That's what it's about.
A lot of football.
Lakers, they're going to win tomorrow night easily.
Win 2-1. We got to finish this off. Win 2 more, Lakers. Let's go.
Hopefully,
Freed,
we'll have
one time, Freed. Come through.
Yes, and then hopefully get up. What's up? Two guests on Thursday. One talking Lakers, and then we need celebrity guests. Mark Meredith, is he down? We got to find someone.
We'll hit him up. I'll hit him up. We'll set him. We'll hit him on the degenerate text line, and see what he's doing. You know, he's a busy man. He's a busy man. He's in
Hawaii.
He's in Florida. He's in Tennessee. Yeah, exactly. He's in Hawaii. Yeah. He has no time for us anymore. He's a busy guy.
He big league does.
You know, he's getting married. He put a ring on it now.
No time for the degenerate crew, man.
Yeah, no time, dude. We lost the boy. We lost a good man out there.
The Yankees?
You know, yeah. to trades. I mean, to trades and free agency.
Oh, man. All right, bro. We'll talk Thursday. Go Freed, and go Chiefs tonight for you.
Let's go.
All right. Later, man.
Later.